With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A family member is under investigation in connection with the death of Rob Reiner and his wife on Sunday. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Nick Reiner, the 32-year-old son of actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle Singer, was taken into custody Monday after the couple were found Sunday in their Los Angeles home dead from apparent stab wounds, according to a law enforcement source. While L.A. Deputy Police Chief Alan Hamilton would not comment Sunday on The Sun, he did discuss the investigation.
We're going to try to speak to every family member that we can to get to the facts of this investigation.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, a memorial has been held for the victims of Sunday's Bondi Beach shooting. It killed at least 15 people.
A crowd has gathered at the site of the deadly shooting at Sydney's Bondi Beach in Australia. Paying respect to the victims, they lit menorah candles, sang songs, and gave speeches to the gathered mourners.
Meanwhile, the two gunmen opening fire had ties to ISIS, and we also get more details now from correspondent Donna Ward.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is calling it an act of anti-Semitic terrorism.
This is a targeted attack on Jewish Australians on the first day of Hanukkah, which should be a day of joy, a celebration of faith.
At least 38 others were injured in the attack. One gunman was fatally shot by police, and the second is under arrest in the hospital in critical condition. I'm Donna Warder.
In some media reports say both suspects identified as Pakistani nationals living inside Australia, and authorities and intelligence agencies describe them as Muslims with ties to extremist Islamist ideology, and that an ISIS flag was found in their vehicle. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports that young men have their concerns about pornography.
They are the primary consumers of the product, but maybe they'd rather not be. A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute finds that 64% of men between the ages of 18 and 24 favor making online porn harder to access. And that's up 20 points from just 4 years ago. In fact, America's young men are more likely to want restrictions on pornography than their elders. Michael Harrington reporting.
A growing number of European countries are boycotting the annual Eurovision Song Contest because Israel is being allowed to take part. Iceland is the latest to pull out. That follows in the footsteps of Ireland, Spain, the Netherlands, and Slovenia. The Israeli Public Broadcasting Company, which will air the contest as a boycott, may begin today with Israel, but no one knows where it will end or who else it may harm. This is SRN News. As the investigation continues, we're learning more about the two American service members who were killed in Syria over the weekend. We get more details from correspondent Haya Panjawi.
The two Iowa National Guard members killed in a weekend attack that the U.S. military blamed on the Islamic State group in Syria have been identified. The U.S. Army named them as 25-year-old Sergeant Edgar Brian Torres Tovar and 29-year-old Sergeant William Nathaniel Howard. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds ordered all flags in Iowa to fly at half-staff in their honor. A civilian working as a U.S. interpreter was also killed in the attack, and three other Iowa National Guard members were wounded. A Syrian official says the assailant has joined Syria's internal security forces as a base security guard 2 months ago and recently was reassigned amid suspicions that he might be affiliated with the Islamic State. The gunman was killed. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.